Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
What is causing the sulfur stench in the air? Bloomberg reporter Paul Burkhart joining us on the line this morning. Paul, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. So you wrote an article actually just under a year ago where I think you foretold this. But give us a bit of a background. Firstly, what is it that we are smelling? Apparently, it's not my son's.
All other sources aside. I mean, this is kind of a reminder of the pollution that's in the air in South Africa. There's quite a bit of it, and some of the worst stuff doesn't even smell. But, you know, the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air, they say that there were higher sulfur dioxide levels, but that they were still within limits. But that smells more like burnt matches in higher concentrations. And they also say that hydrogen sulfide, which does smell like rotten eggs and socks and things like that, combined with the recent weather patterns, they're right. They kind of line up with H2S emissions coming from Secunda, from Sasol's Secunda plant. So what I wrote about last year was, you know, they doubled the limits to sulfur dioxide. Right before reduced levels or limits were supposed to go into effect. And that's because, you know, we see a lot of use of coal in South Africa. And between Eskom and Sasol, they create most of the emissions in South Africa, more than half, actually.
What does it mean how do we compare around the world? They've doubled the allowance, the emissions allowed. How does that look compared to other countries?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's multiple times like other countries, even some levels in China and India. So, you know, again, it's a bit of the legacy of South Africa's use of coal because, it was just bear with me, it's like 3,500 milligrams per normal cubic meter. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we can just use the fraction. So it had been 3,500. Then they were supposed to change it, reduce it to 500. And they ended up doubling that to 1,000 because to refit some of these plants, it's so expensive that it's, you know, economically it's prohibitive. So they have to kind of walk this line between cleaner air and also, you know, not shutting everything down.
And how does that, what do those numbers look like in other places in the world? Europe, the United States, India, China. So we're on what? 1,000, is that right?
Yeah, we're on 1,000. And I mean, there are kind of more conditions about when the plant was, you know, when the combustion plant was built and, whether it's going to be used past a certain time and everything. So it can be a little difficult to compare those things directly. Mm-hmm. But certainly the use of, you know, the use of coal in South Africa is, you know, higher than most places, you know, save for Mongolia and a few other countries. But the emissions levels are still, you know, much higher than Europe and much higher, I guess, per capita than in the United States. Mm.
What explains this sudden increase? What happens that all of a sudden Johannesburg is blanketed in this sulfur dioxide?
Yeah, well, I mean, in this case, it was hydrogen sulfide, so hydrogen it's sulfide, not yeah. as... I mean, sulfur dioxide, I think, is definitely seen as a more dangerous
right.
Emissions, but still, hydrogen sulfide, it's not for. I mean, I think the weather system had a warning out for people with asthma. Mm. I mean, it's not pleasant. It's also certainly like not good for your health. But you know, sometimes what happens is there's an upset if a plant is starting up or shutting down. Or if they had a hiccup or, you know, something happened, there will be additional emissions that come out of that. And, with the way the weather goes, from, you know, whether it's from Secunda or somewhere else, it can bring that, it can push that, those emissions in different directions. So I think probably a lot of people in the area have smelled that before. It's not necessarily the first time, but it's, you know, what they're doing is now is Sasol and Department of Environment are both looking into it. They're both doing an investigation. So it's going to be difficult until they come out with their findings to say exactly what happened. But that is, you know, it's just something that happens when the machinery, when something starts up or shuts down, and then it's kind of extra smoke and extra emissions.
And how long does this normally hang around for? Is this still being produced, or is this right now just sitting over Johannesburg waiting to dissipate?
Oh, I mean, probably, again, it's dependent on weather systems and what's happening with the plant. I think there's always some degree of these emissions, like in the air, constantly. And if you take, you know, if you take South Africa and even the mine dumps, and there's so many different things in the air that that you don't really notice that are, you know, that are unhealthy, and they're at kind of these sort of ambient or, you know, typical levels where you may not notice them that much, but over time they could, you know, they could take a toll. And then sometimes you'll, in this case, yeah, you noticed it because of the smell, but if there were much higher levels of sulfur dioxide, you might not necessarily smell that, but it would be in the air.
Is there anything to actually do about this? In terms of a personal thing, you know, I know there's warnings about people who have asthma, older people, but what are they actually expected to do? We're all wearing masks anyway.
Yeah, it's a really good question. Maybe hopefully masks do help in some way, but I honestly don't know sort of health-wise. I mean, I'm always looking more at the sources and where it's coming from. But yeah, I'm not sure, but the levels here are quite high, and it's just, you know, it's the legacy of coal and mining that that contribute to that. And, you know, a few years ago, you probably wouldn't have heard ESCOM talking about emissions that much, or you wouldn't have heard them talking about which of their stations are in violation what they're dealing with. But now they are, and they're also, you know, some of the plants, the newest, you know, I think it's Kusile that has some equipment that that reduces the emissions, and Medupi, they need to install that at a very high price. Yeah. So things are being done, but I mean, personally, I think, yeah, I wouldn't be the best person to ask.
Right. And unfortunately, that is where we leave it. Bloomberg reporter Paul Burkhardt, thank you for speaking to us, talking about the sulfur. Sorry.
Thank you.
It's talking about the sulfur stench in the air.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.